It's day 163 of hashtag 365. And this kind of strange period continues. And I can only apologise for the kind of weirdness of the past couple of weeks. I feel like I've lost my way a little bit, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I'm here to document this journey. Do you know what I mean? It can't be the case that every single time I'm hitting you around the face with some big cold hard facts and new things to try. Sometimes it's just the case that I'm just going to check in with you and see what's going on. And today, I woke up thinking, I really need to revisit my goal. I need to check in with my goal. And I think it's important for everybody to do this. You know, we've done it a few times so far on the podcast over the year to date. Because when you really have a viscerally imagined, kind of properly articulated goal, it kind of resonates with you on an emotional level. And if you don't read it, if you don't revisit it, if you don't kind of reinforce it in your brain, it's very easy to lose sight of it. You know, and I think all the different pieces of my routine have been ripped up so much over the past couple of weeks with so many different things going on. I've completely fallen out of my stride. So now feels like a good time to, now I'm starting to re-solidify it and get back into my good habits. It feels like a good time to revisit that goal. So here it is, my goal. Remember, it's written in the present tense, as in like, you've already achieved it, because it helps you imagine it in a visceral way. I've come to the end of my 365 days and I am healthier body and mind than I have ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 8 pounds, and at 14 stone, I am now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I am calmer, more confident, more energized and stronger. Remember my mantra, calm, kind, strong. Achieved my goals by creating healthy habits by carefully monitoring every single thing I ate. I stuck to 1700 calories every day and logged everything I ate in my fitness pal. I didn't cheat the system. I didn't lie. If I ate or drank anything, it went into my food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. You know, it took me a long time to write that goal because it's so specific. You know what I mean? It's so specific and it's so, I don't know. It was a lot longer at first and I kind of edited it back to its constituent parts and just really tried to hone it down to what it is. And it really is as simple as that. That's all we're doing on this 365-day journey, if you're doing it with me. It's just monitoring your intake. And every time I fall off the wagon and then I revisit my goal, I think to myself, oh my God, I'm just not monitoring my intake. I'm lying about it. I'm pretending to myself. But it's so important. That scrutinization is so important for all the reasons that we've discussed up until this point, from calorie creep to keeping an eye on your chimp and its wicked ways, all that sort of stuff. So, so that's my goal, fully realized. I believe in it. It's just a case of actually operating in the world with that goal in mind. And hopefully you're doing exactly the same on your journey as well.